dear Haitham Attar. So as we made our appointment several weeks ago, we just wanted to talk about the upcoming Emirate Ras Al Khaimah. But now, since yesterday, we have a new situation. You will be the host of this year's annual meeting of the DRV, the Deutsche Reiseverband. So hundreds of movers and shakers of the German travel industry will visit your Emirate. What will you going to present them?
So yes, 850 delegates to be specific.
Hopefully.
From the DRV. We are really excited and very honored to be selected as host destination. As you know, several other destinations were bidding for this conference, and the fact that Ras Al Khaimah has been selected amongst the more established destinations gives us a great honor and a privilege to host this beautiful opportunity. So the destination Ras Al Khaimah is very special and unique, as it has been a hidden gem for many, many years. It is neighboring to Dubai. We are 1 hour away by car from Dubai, but you will not find the high rises or the big shopping malls or the tall towers that you have in the beautiful Emirate of Dubai. However, you will find a lot of nature. We have the highest mountains in the UAE, the Hajar Mountains that border with Oman. You also have multiple date farms, which tourists can experience and go through these date farms and see, in some cases, 18 to 20 different dates, types of dates. We also have a rich history. We are the richest emirate in historical sites. History goes back to 7,000 years. One of my favorite is called the Daya Fort, which was built in the 16th century. This was built as a fortification for Ras Al Khaimah and played a key role in defending the Ras Al Khaimah tribe when the Britain had a war on the Ras Al Khaimah tribe in the 1800s. So there's going to be a number of activities and events throughout this conference for the DRV when they come in. If, I mean, anything from adventure in the mountains to relaxation, to stargazing, where you can see, you know, beautiful dark skies, to enjoying the culture, the heritage, and the Arabian hospitality and authenticity. Activities in the sea, activities in the desert, and our desert has a lot of wildlife. You can still see oryx and camels and deer and foxes living in their own natural habitats.
So the participants, they don't need to have the platinum credit card with them because they don't have the opportunity to spend money.
Absolutely not. And whilst we do have shopping facilities in Ras Al Khaimah, it is not to compare with what our neighbor Emirates has in Dubai, but it is absolutely a great value for money. The destination has beautiful, pristine beaches and beautiful resorts that are offering great value for money because they're four-star brands, beachfront, with a five-star product.
So Ras Al Khaimah is one of the fastest growing destinations in the Middle East. How is the German market doing?
So with 11% growth in the number of visitors year on year in 2016 makes us one of the fastest growing destinations in the world. As indicated by the UNWTO, the global average was at 4% and the regional average was 3%, and Ras Al Khaimah was at 11%. If we think about the German market in particular, it is our number one market. It's growing at 24% year on year. And we are now going to reach 100,000 German visitors by the end of 2017. This is a fantastic growth. Of course, with the partnerships we have in airlines, with Emirates Airlines, Qatar Airways, and also the tour operators on the ground, such as FTI, Schoesland, as well as TUI, JT, and a number of others. I hope I mentioned all, that we are continuing to grow the German tourism into the destination. The value for money makes it affordable for families. We have seen a 72% growth in the family segment.
So that's also your clientele, more the families who just want to relax, or the younger people who want to have adventure sports in the mountains?
Correct. So the younger generation have the adventure piece. As I always say, people who like adventure, you can do zip lining in the mountains, you can do diving in the sea, and a desert safari all on the same day. Now, I can't think of many places in the world you can do that. But also for families or couples with young children, and children of all ages. We have, obviously, other adventures such as mountain biking, we have hiking, we have climbing, zip lining, and a number of other activities. For the young children now, all the hotels have a great product to offer, from animations to entertainment for children, which keeps the children entertained and engaged and gives the parents the peace of mind to be able to have some relaxation.
So you would say the nature is our biggest adventure, or do you also plan some artificial adventures?
I think we really don't need to plan anything artificial because we have an abundance amount of natural assets. If we just continue to focus on growing, on developing the product that is relevant to nature, I think we will have a greater advantage in supporting the efforts of the UAE to drive tourism to the entire Emirates. Because what we want to do, our objective is to complement what the other Emirates have to do and not try to do something that doesn't really support. So our efforts in utilizing the diverse landscape that we have, which is a gem, it is a gold mine, it is absolutely fantastic as we continue to grow as well into the ecotourism segment.
But I've heard about entertainment is also for a good holiday, and I've heard about you have a music festival with very famous DJs, even one from Berlin.
Yes, even one from Berlin. So it was Thomas Gold, who we had last May on stage on the beach, and it was our first time that we try something of that sort to do beach concerts. We have seen great success. Up to 2,000 people came to watch Thomas Gold play, and this gave us a confidence to do more of these beach concerts. We branded it, it's called Destination Dawn, and people can go on destinationdawn.com or raktda.com to find out more. We will have another concert, beach concert in May, and another one in October this year.
And sitting on the beach, listening to music, dancing, there's one thing more to make you happy, just a beer in your hand. Is that possible in your Emirate?
Absolutely. I think we promote that people drink responsibly and make sure that they enjoy their drink, but they are careful with their behavior and their consumption. It is absolutely important. It is not forbidden for people to enjoy a drink in the Emirate. We only ask people to drink responsibly and behave responsibly, that's all.
You already talked about the big hotel brands in Ras Al Khaimah, which already exist, the Waldorf Astoria, the Hilton, DoubleTree, Rutana. Who else is coming?
So we have a number of new brands. The JW Marriott is making its way into Ras Al Khaimah, as well as the Intercontinental Hotel. And Antara will be a beach villa product. We also have Mövenpick that's also coming in with a 450 keys. We will have a park in by Residor, also a little over 400 keys. The Millennium is also making its way. A new Rotana coming in as well into Ras Al Khaimah. And now, just recently, came in the Ritz-Carlton.
So you also focus more on the five-star hotelry.
Well, the Parkin is a three-star brand. The Mövenpick is a four-star. So we have anything between three, four, and five. But the main focus is on the mid-scale. The only two luxury brands we have is the Waldorf Astoria and the Ritz-Carlton. But out of 42 hotels, it is only two luxury. And the rest is three, four, and two.
But as you already mentioned, the four-star with a five-star service.
With a five-star service and a five-star product. But the most important for the consumer is it's a four-star price.
We will check it. Yeah. Germans are very much into environmental protection and sustainability. What a very difficult word. Is Ras Al Khaimah a sustainable destination? Would you say that?
So sustainability is actually one of our key pillars in the strategy that we launched, Destination 2016, in January this year. And when the United Nations World Tourism Organization dedicated 2017 to be the year for sustainable tourism for development, we wanted to make sure we are included and we are supporting these efforts, as we have an abundance of natural assets that we promote for tourism. But also, sustainable tourism is about restoring historical sites, and is about protecting and preserving the culture and the heritage. Ras Al Khaimah has done a great job in preserving its heritage and its culture. Until today, we find Bedouins living in the mountains in stone houses. The only modern thing you will see on top of the stone house is a plastic water tank. So they are very modest people. They are very hospitable. But going back into sustainable tourism, if you think about what we are building in terms of product, yeah, between the Via Ferrata, which is a climbing ground in nature, the hiking, the mountain biking, the zip lining, is all non-motorized, if you like, adventures or adventurous sports and activities. We also have a several protected areas environmentally. So a wildlife reserve in the desert. We have a marine life that's also protected, where you see turtles and stingrays and you see flamingos. And we have the famous mangroves, where no motorized boats or jet skis can go. Only canoes. So we protect the environment and we ensure that we continue to promote the sustainable tourism that we have through our natural assets.